Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Sanjata Salam, head of Freedom Prep, Dr. Oscar Love, school board member and a former principal, and Bobby White, executive director of MLK Prep, along with Bill Dries from the Memphis Daily News. We've talked a lot about the changes in the schools, and not just from consolidation, but the rise of charter schools, changes in teacher tenure and so on, but we've really never had a table filled with actual educators. This is a great treat for us, and we appreciate you all being here. And I'll start with a really simple but very complicated question. What does it take to make a successful school?
Great teachers and great leadership.
From there, all else flows?
Pretty much so. You know, when you have great leaders, good leadership that understand the process, understand the curriculum, able to connect with the teachers, motivate, able to connect with the community, just kind of flow down for the students. So, but teachers, the bottom line, when the door closed, it's the teachers.
Bobby White.
Definitely, I second that wholeheartedly. John Smolker talks about 90% of students' achievement being tied to that classroom teacher. The opportunity to be able to help teachers get better and really move them to a point to where they feel empowered with the work that they do is one of the things that I think is very important. He talked about leadership and the teachers. Everyone has to be mission aligned. When they can buy into the mission of that leader, the leader's mission has to be tied into that community. And when everyone buys into that and gets on board, then it just becomes a continuum of everyone being focused on the child.
Sanjay, you're nodding. Absolutely. Teachers.
Yeah. Well, I think first and foremost is high expectations. Mm-hmm. It's having a very set standard of high expectations and knowing what that looks like. So one of the things that we do to try and make our own school successful is that we study other schools that are already successful. We have no desire to reinvent the wheel. And so when we find out that a school has a population that's similar to ours, that has the same students that we do, we go to those students and say, those schools and say, what are you doing in this building that is being successful with those students? And from that, we then bring it into the school. And I agree with Mr. White in reference to having a mission. The first thing that we tell our teachers when they come in is, this is the mission of this school. This is where you're coming to. This is the type of environment that you're about to be in. And as leaders, we have to continue to train ourselves. So we're constantly in training. And then we have also those good teachers. And our goal is to make sure that the teachers are constantly developed. And one way that we can be developed as leaders is by developing our teachers.
You also compete, and we certainly saw this the first year of the Achievement School District and with charter schools as well. All of these different tiers are competing for the best teachers as well.
But what we're looking for at Freedom Prep is a type of teacher, because we have longer hours, we have longer school years. And so there may be a wonderful teacher who's not used to that, who we say, not a good fit. The first thing that Mr. White mentioned was someone who was mission aligned. So we're looking for people who's mission aligned. If you're the best teacher in the world, but if your mission, if I ask you a question, do you think all kids can get to college? And you say, maybe some of them, then you're not a right fit at Freedom Prep.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.